This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. We've been talking about seeing the overflow. Will you just say that with me? Seeing. And that's really the revelation that God wants us to catch, is that he not only wants to bless you, he wants for his blessing on your life to abound so much, get this, that it's overflowing on other people around you. So the vision is not that you're blessed. The vision is that you're so blessed that it's a blessing to others. Actually, the promise to Abraham was this. It was that he would be blessed to be a blessing, and that all nations throughout the earth would be blessed through him. So the concept of us being a seed of Abraham, we have to begin to get into that mentality of that blessing, that spiritual blessing that God put on Abraham's life, and understand God wants to take us in this season and in this year to a place where we're seeing the overflow in our lives. Amen. And this is one of the incredible byproducts of that. The Word of God says that it's his goodness that brings man to repentance. So actually, the unsaved people should look at your life, and God's blessing should be so evident, and they see how good God is treating you and say, man, I want to know that kind of God. It's his goodness that brings men to repentance. And there's stories throughout the Bible, there's stories throughout the Word of God, like Ruth and like Rahab, where people from the outside see the goodness of God and say, I want to be a part of that. That's part of the vision that God has for us. So this is a season of faith, it's a season of stretching, a season of expectation that God is going to overflow our lives with every good thing. Actually, one of the things that it says in Genesis about Abraham, and we were talking about this at the men's Bible study on Wednesday, is that Abraham was blessed in every area. How many would like to be blessed in every area? Can I tell you, that's what the word and the promises of God is, not that you're blessed in all these areas, but you're lacking in your physical body. You know, or you're blessed in all these areas, but you're really struggling financially. No, it says that Abraham was blessed in every area. So we want to catch this vision for overflow this season. And this morning we want to go to Matthew 14. And while you're going there, just say it one more time with me: seeing the overflow. I'm telling you, this thing has been so alive and so powerful in my spirit. Just this last season, and just the more we talk about it, the more it's just burning like a fire, that God wants to bless us so much as a people, and God wants to bless your family so much that when your unsaved friends see it, they're going to be blessed by association, and they're going to want more of what they see. So I want to take you to this story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Jesus feeding the 5,000, it is a miracle of overflow, okay? He takes a boy's lunch, he prays over it, he multiplies it, and this boy's lunch of 2 fish and 5 loaves, you've heard this story in Bible as a kid, 2 fish, 5 loaves, he multiplies it into feeding 5,000 people. It's a miracle of overflow. So today I want to give you 5 principles of overflow that we can learn from this story. Now I'm going to jump back and forth, so it's all right. It's the same story, but Matthew tells certain aspects, and Mark tells other aspects, and Luke, and so we'll just look at this. Matthew 14, 13, as soon as Jesus heard the news, he left in a boat to a remote area to be alone, but the crowds heard where he was headed and followed on foot from many towns. The first principle is you must chase after him. These people that they followed Jesus. Jesus was leaving the region of Galilee, and the people just followed him. They saw him in the boat, and they went around and follow him on foot. They pursued him. They chased after him. So if you want to see the overflow in your life, you have to chase Jesus. We're not chasing money. We're not chasing the approval of man. We're not chasing the things of this world. We're chasing Jesus. And what happens is Matthew 6:33 tells us that if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all these things will be added to you. So if you want to live a life of overflow, first you have to chase after, first you have to pursue, first you have to seek first Jesus. We're chasing Jesus and all these things that we need, and many times things even that we want. God is a good God. How many good parents do we have in here that if your child is acting right, amen, not acting up, but if your child is acting right, it is your joy and good pleasure to give them good things that they want, that they don't even necessarily need, but because they've been acting right, you want to bless them. And so it's God's good pleasure to give you not only what you need, but many times what you want. Because it says here, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. See, I think a lot of times as Christians, we've been listening to the wrong theology about God. Because the truth is, if you want something and it's not going to mess up your calling, and it's not going to mess up your character, why would God not want to bless you with that? It's not bad to desire something good for your family or to desire a nice car, as long as it's not getting in the way of your calling and you serving God or it becoming an idol to you. If it doesn't become an idol, God give you a big house. It's all right to believe God this year for God to give you a house, God to give you a new car. That's all right. God is a good God. He wants to bless you. So chase Jesus, not all these things. All these things will be added as a byproduct. God knows our needs. God knows our wants. And he desires to bless us so much that we overflow. If you really think that through, if God is going to need to bless you to overflow, to be a witness to your unsaved friends, he's going to have to give you some of the stuff you want. Amen? He's going to have to give you that house that you've been praying for. He's going to have to give you that car that you've been praying for. Why? Because he wants to shower good things on those that he loves. Good things on those that are his sons and daughters, to be a witness to those that are lost. So, but we have to chase after him first. What's the first principle of overflow? You must chase after him. Number two, you must recognize him. You must recognize him. Mark 6:32 and 33 said, so they left the boat by boat for a quiet place where they could be alone, but many people recognized them and saw them leaving. And people from many towns ran ahead on the shore and they got there ahead of them. So the people, it says, recognized him. Man, I hope you get this today, because we need to learn to recognize him in all of our life, in what we're doing, in our regular day-to-day life, and in our new endeavors, in the things that we've been involved in. Can we recognize his fingerprints in our lives? Because if we can recognize what he's doing, we can follow him. We can begin to enter in if we recognize. The problem is, a lot of times we're not paying attention, or we don't recognize. We haven't allowed the Holy Spirit to retrain us to be able to see what God is doing and what God wants to do. And so here we are. We're settling for less because we don't recognize that there's actually more. So we have to recognize him. How can we walk in the overflow? We have to learn to recognize him and what he's doing so that we can go where he's going, so we can obey what he's saying. So we have to let the Holy Spirit retrain us to see him in everything around us. The overflow is about recognizing his lead and following him. And not just approaching life as business as usual. Let's stop doing that in 2020. Let's stop approaching life as business as usual and start approaching life looking for Jesus. Because if we're looking for Jesus, we have expectation, we have faith for Jesus. Guess what? Jesus will begin to appear, and we'll begin to recognize Jesus in the middle of our problems, in the middle of our challenges, in the middle of our situations, and turn them into opportunities for transformation. And he can put a blessing on something that looks like a problem. How many know that 5,000 hungry people looked in the natural like a problem, like a big problem? So some of the stuff in the natural that looks like a problem, guess what? Begin to recognize Jesus and you'll see him there and the opportunity to transform that situation into a miracle of overflow. What's number three? Number three, you must look for the supernatural. Mark 6, 35 and 36 says, late in the afternoon, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place. It's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the nearby farms and villages and buy something to eat." Now, this is a true statement. It's a true statement. It's getting late. The people are hungry. It's a practical solution. Let's send the people away so that they can go to farms and villages nearby and get something to eat. But the problem was the disciples were only seeing things by the natural. This is the problem sometimes with us. We're only seeing things from one dimension. It's not that you don't need to understand what's going on in the natural. God doesn't want you to be oblivious of the natural. But we have to operate in more than one dimension. The problem is that the disciples were being one-dimensional in this. And so many people have trouble getting out of one dimension. God doesn't want us to be oblivious of natural circumstances and challenges, but he wants us to be more aware of what he can do supernaturally through them. So the disciples saw the natural. Jesus saw the supernatural. And so if you want to see the overflow, you have to be looking for it. You know, the problem is, a lot of times is we want to see it, but we're not having faith to see. We're not looking for it on a practical level to see the overflow. So we have to be looking for the supernatural. I'm looking for overflow in my life this year. How many are looking for overflow in your life? To experience overflow, we have to be looking for it. We have to get outside of natural box thinking. Look at somebody and say, get outside of natural box thinking. This is what we got to do as believers, because God has more. You got to get outside of the natural box. Take the limits off and ask some what if questions. What if God blessed me that way? What if God blessed me this way? What if God decided to move this way and give me that? What if God decided to open this door and give me this promotion? What if God decided to do this and do that and bring this person into my life? Begin to ask some what if questions to God. We get outside of the natural thinking. That's where the dimension of hope and faith lives. When we begin to ask some what if questions. What if God blessed me with $1 million this year? What if? What would that look like? What would the overflow on my life look like? We have to begin to look for the supernatural. So principle number three is what? You must look for the supernatural. If you want to see overflow, you got to look for the supernatural. Principle four, it's not about what you don't have. Oh my goodness. It's not about, just say it with me. It's not about what you don't have. So Mark 6, 37, Jesus says, "You feed them." With what? They asked. We'd have to work for months to earn enough money to buy food for all these people. It's not about what you don't have. Get your eyes off of your ability and your resources and put them on God's ability and God's resources. Come on, church. It's not about what you have. It's not about what you can do. It's about who God is and what God can do through you. The disciples were still thinking in the natural. It would take us, they tell Jesus, months to get that type of money. He said, if we only had 200 denarii, if we only had 32,273, yeah, I did the math for you. If we only had about $32,000, Jesus, we could feed these 5,000 people. That's about $6 a head. We've done the math and we've got our natural box thinking and we've crunched the numbers and Jesus, if we only had this, we could make it happen. It's not about what you don't have. It's not about what you don't have. Say it with me. It's not about what I don't have. It's about what I do have. Natural solutions can only get you so far, even with the best intentions. Now, the disciples, they had good intentions, but they're only seeing things from one dimension. They're only seeing the realm of natural solutions. But Jesus responds by the Spirit. Oh, my goodness. Can I paraphrase for you what Jesus was saying to them? I don't need money to overflow. Some of you need to catch this vision for your life. God can use money. God can work without money. God can work through your boss. God can work in spite of your boss. God doesn't need money to make you overflow. God doesn't even need to give you a raise to make you overflow. He can bless you financially without the raise. God is not limited. God is creative. He will do a creative miracle in your life to overflow. The miracle with the boys' lunch was a creative miracle. It was not a natural miracle. It didn't follow any pattern of natural things. It was supernatural. Jesus said, I don't need money to overflow. I can overflow supernaturally. My goodness. My goodness, I don't need the things of this world to overflow. I can do it supernaturally. Now show me what you got. I don't need your natural stuff. I can do it supernaturally. But show me what you got. Show me what you have in your hands. God can bless you in so many different ways. Come on, we got to get out of the box thinking, the natural box thinking that we're thinking in. God can bless you so many different ways. Somebody say it with me, supernatural. And Jesus asked him, what do you got? What do you have? It's not about what you don't have. We got to stop giving excuses. I don't have this. I don't have that. God, if I just had more money. God, if I just knew the right people. If somebody just opened up a door for me. It's not about what you don't have. It's about what you do have that God can work with. God cannot bring you a harvest off a hypothetical offering. If I just had $1 million, God, I'd give you $100,000. God, if I just had a $100,000 blessing right now, God, I'd give you $10,000. No, you wouldn't. You're having trouble tithing right now. God cannot bless a hypothetical offering. This is the one area that the thought doesn't count. There actually has to be a seed. There actually has to be something. There has to be a boy's lunch somewhere. There has to be 2 fish and 5 loaves. There has to be a seed somewhere. God will not bring a harvest off a hypothetical offering. We have to see what's in our hands that God can bless to the point of overflow. Principle number 4, you must sow a seed. For this story, it was the boys' lunch. John 6:8-9, same story. Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. There's a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that with this huge crowd? Still natural box thinking. The boy gave his lunch to Jesus. And maybe we don't talk enough about this in the story. 2 fish and 5 loaves was a drop in the bucket to 5,000. Get this in your mind. 2 fish, 5 loaves. 5,000 people. It was a drop in the bucket to the need, but to the boy, it was everything. We don't think about the fact that to the boy, it was everything. You see, if Jesus didn't perform a miracle right then, he'd be hungry just like everybody else. He'd be in the same place, so he had to risk his whole lunch, his whole resources for the day. He had to give that. He had to sow that. It wasn't much for the crowd, but it was everything to him. Maybe what you're starting with today feels like a drop in the bucket to where you want to go, to where you need to go. But what's in your hand? Every dream starts with a seed. Every harvest begins with sowing a seed. So what is in your hand today? It may be humble. It may be meager. It may be normal. It may be natural. But God wants to put his super on your natural. He wants to put his super on your natural abilities. He wants to put his super on your limited finances. He wants to put his super on your natural relationships. He wants to put his super on us today. So what do you have in your hand that God can bless? Do you have ability? Do you have time, finances, work ethic, relationships? What can you put in his hands? What can you put in the master's hands? And what do you need your harvest to be this year? Do you need a harvest of family? Some are believing for spouses, for mates. Are you believing for your career? Open doors, right relationship, meet the right person, right chain of events. You're believing for finances, that God is going to give you breakthrough, maybe that you're going to pay off debt, maybe that you're going to buy your first house. Maybe your harvest is a business, an open door to a new industry. Close your eyes with me for a moment. What does God's overflow look like on your life this year? Can you just visualize? Can you just activate your faith and hope today? What do you believe that your harvest is supposed to look like this year? I want you to begin to paint that picture by faith in your mind right now. This is a faith exercise. Begin to visualize what your harvest is supposed to look like. Don't just have the faith to sow the seed. Have faith to believe for the harvest. Ask God, what does my harvest look like? How do you want to overflow in my life? And be specific. Be specific. God wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing to others. Let me pray for you right now. God, I thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's here today, God. Lord, it's not by accident. It's for a reason. And I thank you, Lord, that it's your good desire to bless them. But not just bless them a little, not just bless them enough, but God, bless them to overflow. God, in every area, that when people look at them and your goodness on their life, Lord, it would bring them to repentance. It would bring them to a place to want to know you, to want to be involved with you. God, I thank you, Father, for your blessing and your overflow on each and every person. God, I thank you, Lord, that we would chase after you. I thank you, God, that we would recognize you and your work in us. God, that we would look for the supernatural in our life. And God, that you would want us to realize it's not about what we don't have, but it's about what you do have and what you can bless. And we would realize what's in our hands to be able to sow. So God, I thank you for that. Let us see your overflow in this season. And as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you're at a place where you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I'm not where I need to be with the Lord. I've been doing things the wrong way. I've been doing things my way, and I need to repent. I need to reconnect with Jesus. If that's you, I want you to slip up your hand. I want to pray for you right now, right where you are, because God can reconnect. God wants to reconnect. God wants to bring those into his family. God wants to bring us into his family. If you slipped up your hand, I want to pray for you right now, and everybody can say this prayer with me. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I'm sorry for the mess that I've made of my life, for the times I did stuff wrong, for the sins in my life. Jesus, wash everything away today with the power of your sacrifice. Make me new again Make me clean again. Give me a fresh start. Jesus, lead me. Jesus, walk with me. Be the Lord of my life. Let me take that first step with you today, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give God the praise today. He's a good God. He loves us. 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 And he wants you to take the next step into seeing the overflow in your life. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.